right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we got Smitty and Breezy.
What's up, y'all?
What's happening?
And then, of course, we got the professor himself, Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's popping down in Conway, South Carolina?
Conway's a hot little town right
this
now.
Week.
Yeah, really. I think they're going to get their own live PD before it's over with.
They're going to take it from us.
I'm going to tell you so. No, we don't have it in Greenville no more. Greenville don't want none of that mess.
Not going to be seeing my neighborhood on live TV anymore.
It's hard to make better homes and gardens and live PD at the same time. And, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour, legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know, we're talking about the new mini trucks. And they're not mini, they're the 7/8 scale trucks. They're not mini trucks anymore. I mean, so what would you call? Would it be called a midsize truck? Would it be called a female truck?
They called the Dakota when it came out. They called it a midsize.
I call it a minivan truck because you don't want to be seen in one of these things.
It's the moped truck. It's a moped truck. I don't know. I mean, I'm just like
I would think they're doing as a like a midsize truck.
Do you think the Dakota sales are going to pick up?
They don't make those anymore.
They don't make a Dakota?
No, they stopped in 2015.
Yeah.
Late 2015.
I didn't get the memo.
Sorry, Rob.
Maybe you're not on the
side. Maybe they'll bring them. So Dodge quits.
And everybody else comes out with them.
Yep.
Them Silverados done got your mind or your eyes blurred.
I have a feeling Dodge is right on this one.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Dodge did the Jedi mind trick to sell rims.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
And they are some big trucks.
They are some big stuff. And I can't do it. I got a really funny story that I can never tell in the air about test driving a Dodge truck. Needless to say, I'm probably not allowed back at that dealership. They did not take kindly to my response to their test drive. But anyway. I actually told him, I said, maybe you should drive my truck. Oh. It's a Silverado.
It's a Ford Ranger.
It's a Ranger Edge. But, I mean, that's the thing. I can't take you seriously if you come up in a Ford Ranger. I can't. I mean, like, if you came up selling anything more than cotton candy or Girl Scout cookies in a Ford Ranger, I'm going to be like, yeah, that's cute.
That's cute.
Where do you like pull the cord on the back of that thing and it like
do you wind it
vroom,
up?
Vroom. That's cute. Does it light up too? Oh, that's neat.
Man,
Did it come with a matching hard hat?
I love the Rangers, like I said, the 02, 03s. You know, they were a good truck for what they were.
They were
intended for. Yeah.
Bagged and body dropping.
Well, I mean not even that. Like I would kill for a nice 03, 04 Ranger right now. Just to drive every day.
If we were going to kill, could we just go ahead and get a Silverado and be done with it?
I got a Silverado.
Why not have two?
I'd trade that Silverado for a four-door bagged-and-bodied S10 if anybody out there listening want to get into a full-size.
Oh, Lord. Lord. This mini trucking thing is serious with you. Like
oh,
you,
man.
We're going to have a mini trucking intervention.
It ain't going to work. You're wasting your time.
Like we did the intervention, beer. Like we did an intervention for the professor on Dodges. We're going to have to do a mini trucking intervention.
It worked great.
Yeah, exactly.
We got him a bread tie.
We got old loaf bread over there now.
Old Wonder Bread.
I think that's going to be your new nickname, just old loaf bread. Come on, loaf bread.
I don't want to be old loaf bread.
The professor's like, I don't want to be loaf bread.
Oh, no, we can call him Sunbeam.
That sounds so white.
Sunbeam is better, but can we just stick to the professor?
He sounds like the whitest white guy there is.
Have you seen him, Kobe? He is the whitest white guy ever.
But loaf bread?
Oh,
I'm good.
Richard makes the new fallen snow look off-white, okay? I'm just saying.
Nah, if y'all read Richard's Facebook page.
Well, now that's a whole other ball game.
Exactly, man.
That's a whole other ball game. And if you ever jump over to his Tinder app, I'm just kidding.
We're not going to talk about that on here.
I told Richard the other day, man, you amaze me every day with the stuff that you say, man.
It does. I mean, he goes from like deep, make you think, to ugh.
Word.
To that dude got ganked.
I had a few drinks last week one night, and I was pretty upset about my car. This was before Kobe was introduced to it, and I ended up deleting some things.
Oh, I saw all of them, though. Oh, I got screenshots.
That's the thing. This bunch right here, if you have a little rant, I've learned not to make rants online. One, because I like being popular. Two, it's a, you know, I don't do it.
Thanks,
because
man.
Because this bunch, you're welcome, Professor. And, loaf bread. And, but that's the thing, because this bunch will never let you forget it. You think you deleted it? And we got the screenshots.
Yeah, you be sitting there like 3 months later, and all of a sudden your messenger will go off, bing! That's what you said.
And you busted again.
I think I made it this time. I think I deleted quick enough. That, and I used words that, like, I don't want my mom seeing.
Shame on you, Richard.
I was pretty upset with the car.
Actually, I tell you what makes me feel better is my mom thinks you're, like, the most responsible person I know, Professor.
I know. That's because your mother is an angel.
She's an angel. My mom is so snowed. If she only knew some of the war stories, you know what I'm saying.
Shut up. Your mother is an angel.
She's an angel. But I'm serious. I like that. I like that Richard boy, Robbie. He's a good kid. You can tell he's a nice guy. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. You remember that guy you told me that I don't need to be hanging out with? It's him. But anyway, so we're talking about the mini trucks. Now, all right, now, so we've made fun of the Rangers. We've talked about the Colorados. Who else can we offend? How about...
What about... The Raptor. We hadn't talked about it.
Yeah, I wonder what are they going to call that? Like the Venus flytrap? Is it the iguana?
The iguana.
The triceratops.
What's the little? It's the gecko.
It's actually a duck.
But geckos are cute.
It's going to be the little duck. Rangers.
Hey, that little ranger raptor now, it is pretty nice.
It is nice. I do like it, honestly.
What about the new Jeep Wrangler pickup?
No, see, and that's another sharp one. That's kind of different, though. That's like that off-roading country boy.
That's kitschy cool.
Mall
like,
crawler.
There's going to be people that are
crawling.
Salt Life.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah, there'll probably be a salt
Josh,
stick.
Josh Grizzly is going green.
Josh is going to bag it. You couldn't bag a Jeep Wrangler?
Would you rock a Wrangler?
I personally don't like Jeeps at all.
Like, I'm not a Jeep man.
I'm a Jeep girl. See, I don't like Wranglers.
I see like a house divided thing.
I hate driving. Like the Wranglers, I hate driving. Man, it feels like everything is pivoting off the rear end. Pumpkin. I hate the
pumpkin.
Way.
The pumpkin?
Yes, the pumpkin. I hate the way it feels when you're driving, dude. It's like any, just one right gust of wind and you're rolling down the road.
Well, it's because the drive shaft's only 3 feet long.
Yeah, exactly. I've never have liked them, and I like the four doors.
I can't see that is if I could get a four door Jeep, I would be driving a four door Jeep.
See, this
of course
is the,
I would body drive
but,
it
but see, this
or
is,
bag it.
But see, this is the problem with this right here. Now that right there, what you said your complaint, and then what your wife's fix for that was, I like the four door ones.
Yeah,
I like trucks, but I don't need one quite as big. Now we've got a Ranger.
Exactly.
Drops the mic.
Boom. And see, more and more women are starting to drive trucks, but they don't want to get
What are they going to put back there? Their
purse? Makeup, dude.
I want to tell you something. There's no comment.
Rob, we need women and women listeners.
Hey, when they go to Garden Ridge,
numbers,
they can put
Rob,
stuff
numbers.
Back there. Hobby Lobby, Garden Ridge, they can fit stuff back there.
That, I mean, yeah, they can put a bar stool back there, I guess, maybe, with their bed extender. I tell you what we don't have is a segment extender. We got a commercial break coming up. Guys, we got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way. Hang tight.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your host with the most. And, of course, we got our Hot Rod Happy Couple, Smitty and Breezy, in the studio.
Hey, y'all.
What up, what up?
Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / numbers guru, Loaf Bread.
Stop it. Stop calling me that. What's happening in Boston, Massachusetts?
You'd be nice to me. Dude. Butthole. Anyway, so. Yeah, I use that word.
Did you just say it?
We're going to get a bully.
Patrick's pointing at me. Apparently you can say it and I can't.
We're going to get a bully.
There's a difference.
Yes, sir.
So, all right. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour Legal Counsel, which we probably will need before this show's over with. And all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
All right, guys. So, we're talking about the not-so-many mini trucks. And, of course, we were talking about the Ford... whatever that thing, the Lily or whatever. It's a Ranger. Yeah, the new Ford Ranger. And, of course, we've made fun of the Colorado. But how about the Japanese versions of these trucks? I mean, so like the new Frontier.
I ain't seen the newer ones. Like, I like the first couple of years.
I like Frontier trucks. I think they still kind of go to the classic mini truck vibe. As close as anybody gets. The Tacomas are close, too, but the Tacomas are getting big, too.
Speaking about the Tacoma, again, going back to that auto show, do you know what a new Tacoma cost?
What's a new Tacoma cost?
The one they had at the show was $56,000 for a Tacoma.
Did it come with Tokyo in the back?
I was wondering the same thing. And then the 4Runner was out there. It was almost $80,000.
Did the Tacoma come with $25,000 in the glove compartment?
No, I'm telling you, it was.
Hey.
And a 4Runner was almost $80,000.
$56,000.
Tacoma. Yes.
You can get an Escalade for $80,000. Well, a very low-end Escalade.
But this is my thing. 4Runners are nice. There's nothing wrong with 4Runners. They're good. They're good looking cars. And you have Toyota reliability. But you can be rocking a Caddy for this kind of money.
I mean, you're into $80,000. You've got a pretty wide open ball field of things that you can choose from.
I mean, we're getting in Porsche Cayenne numbers.
Yeah, even a $56,000 Tacoma. I mean. You can get into a nice F-150, a nice Silverado.
$56,000 Tacoma, you can buy one Ranger and a used F-150.
For $56,000, I don't want a mini truck.
Exactly.
Yeah, but for $56,000 on a Toyota, you guarantee when you pay that last payment on that Toyota truck, she's still going to be running.
Not absolutely.
What was it?
Toyota has not made everything bulletproof. They're good vehicles, and I'm not knocking them. They are good vehicles. But they're not. That kills me when people stereotype like that.
Man, I love the Toyota reliability, man. I mean, that truck or that car line is, I mean, name one that was bad.
You know that
see,
one.
See, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Richard knows.
The 3-liter in the first V6 4Runners and pickup trucks, it wasn't bad, but it was overtaxed, and they did often fail because of that. The 4-cylinders are actually a far better choice.
I'm just saying Toyota. But Toyota had a better version. Now, that lasted forever.
I'm with you. I'm a Toyota guy, and I got a Tundra. And
I'm not.
It's an older Tundra 06, but it has 311,000 miles, and the only thing I've ever done to it is change the oil in it.
And I bet you try to sell it right now, I bet you can get $10,000 for it.
I can. Yeah. Actually,
people will be knocking on your door.
Fact, I just this week went and had to pay the taxes on it, and it's still $170-something in taxes. On a 06 Tundra, and the lady's like, I'm like, why? It's got 300,000. She goes, because it still books for $10,600-some-odd.
Exactly.
I said, are you kidding me?
You know,
that's one reason why I love a Toyota and hate a Toyota at the same time.
This show has just went just a hooey and a handbasket. We go.
Oh, let's
from
go to a
knocking,
C4.
We go to knocking these things. Oh, that's the perfect mini truck. Take a hatch off. Boom. You're done.
Do you need to talk about C4 Corvettes for a minute?
Do you want to talk? No, but it is the perfect mini truck if you think about it. You take the hatch off. They said they're making aluminum bodies. Mine's made out of fiberglass. You don't get no lighter, okay? Literally, the perfect mini truck.
What's he doing?
Boom.
It'll pull a trailer.
It will pull a trailer. I've seen one with a trailer hitch one time, so we know it pulls a trailer.
You know what I need to think we need to all do? We all need to have a Snickers bar because it's getting a little rough in here.
I'm just over here eating my popcorn watching this.
You have popcorn?
Where's it at?
She's got snacks.
I'm hiding it.
You can't be just keeping snacks to yourself. You got to share for the group.
Y'all know if it's food and I get shared. I love y'all, but no. I take y'all stuff.
We know that.
She's cold as ice.
This is a one-way street.
All right, so we like the Frontiers and we like the Tacomas.
I love a little taco truck.
Taco trucks are some of my favorite.
This is about as mini trucker talk going.
I'm sorry, but oh my God, there's nothing better than a beautiful purple taco truck sitting all the way on the ground with tinted windows and nice shoes on it, and it's just beautiful.
It's just beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Now, does Zuzu makes a truck still, don't they?
No.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Zuzu's
not even around.
Zuzu is not.
No, they're not even around anymore. Yeah.
Well, yeah, their last truck was an S10. That was the Hombre.
Yeah.
And that was God, the death. That was awful. No, like, that's when they decided America's not our place.
But you know, Zuzu actually.
If we can't sell a damn Chevy truck, then.
I don't want an S10. I want an Hombre.
Same with Saab. Saab started selling Subarus. This is hilarious. I saw a whatever the Saab version of the WRX wagon was for sale today, and it was called. They called it the Saabaroo.
That's a bad. But you know, the Zuzu's got knocked. Those were very dependable little trucks.
They were. The Zuzu, everything from the pup up.
The pup up.
I think they started calling them Zuzu trucks after that.
I had a pup, and that was a good truck. It had a little diesel motor in it.
Exactly. Yeah. The little diesels would run forever.
With the big window, the extended cab with a big window.
Space cab.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I couldn't remember what that thing was
called. Space cab.
I had one of them, a little diesel in it. That thing would just chug along.
Oh, yeah. 40 mile an hour wide open, but it won't do it till the end of time.
Exactly right.
Like you know, like the end of the world, cockroaches and Isuzu pups that are diesel running. That's what I'm saying. I'll tell you what else, we're running out of time in this segment, man. You're killing me with commercial breaks. We talk about little trucks, and you think it would take more, you use more space? No. It makes no sense.
It's
boggles
so
my mind.
It's so fun to talk about mini trucks.
Oh, Lord, you're killing me. So is these commercial breaks. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, we got our Hot Rod Happy Couple, Breezy and Smitty. I switched it up.
Hey, y'all. Sorry, my brain just stopped on that.
I'm telling you. All right. And of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy, our financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor.
What's going on over to the left coast in Los Angeles, California?
Los Angeles?
City of Angels.
The City of Angels.
And Motley Crue.
And yes!
That really was.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy, our legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
All right, so now we're talking about mini trucks that are not so mini. So we talked about $56,000 Tacomas, and I'm still a little dizzy when you say things like that. And these Ford Rangers are even topping out real high like that. And I'm not sure about the Colorados, but I'm sure they're falling fairly close. But, I mean, is there really a market for these things? Are they going to make mini Home Depots for them to go to? Like convenience store Home Depots?
You can only get 4x4 sheets of plywood, not 8x4s.
That's cute.
6x4.
What do you do? Oh, I see you drive a Ranger. What are you building? A birdhouse? I mean, like, I don't get it.
I still stand by my decision that they're not going to be a market for this. This is going to fall off very quickly.
You think it'll fall off? So Smitty, the Mr. Mini Truck himself, says they're going to fall off.
I agree with Smitty on that.
I think it'll be kind of hot for about 2 years.
I don't even give it 2 years.
I think it's going to go a lot longer than that. I think it's going to stick.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm in a conundrum over here.
Well, I mean, just think about it, dude. Colorado has been a bigger mid-size, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, Terminex buys the hell out of them.
Yeah, well, but they buy the originals.
Yeah, the original old school little ones.
Yeah, they don't buy the big ones. Nobody buys the big one.
Starting at 42.
Starting at 42 at Tacoma. Yep. Starting at 42.
The one they had out there was $56,000, starting at $42,000.
Was it TRD, though?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's top. Still. That's a top notch, you know.
Does it come with a Corolla?
We're now you get a Prius.
A Corolla. Do they even still make Corollas? Yeah, they make Corollas.
Yeah, they do. They started making a hatchback Corolla this year.
How do you know these things?
Because I have a lot of downtime at work.
Do you hang out at Toyota dealerships
no,
a lot?
No, I browse the internet a lot, and I look at random car sites.
Do you just cruise Toyota dealerships like, hey?
I heard he's in the market for a new Avalon anyway.
Hey, fella, what's new?
he does got his Murata going, so he's headed to Spartanburg.
That's true.
My Murata wouldn't idle through a parking lot.
Oh, what would you give me trade?
I have a feeling the answer's going to be $500.
If you take it, if you throw the bread tie in.
It won't run without it.
They'll be like,
of course I've got to throw it in.
They'll be like, oh man, look who's out there. It's white bread.
Oh, it's loaf bread, not white bread.
That has to stop.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out like how we're going to word your personalized plate now.
Loaf bread?
L-O-F-B-R-D with a space in the middle.
Loaf bird.
He'll have to be explaining that one every day.
Little old people will be riding behind you, and they'll be like,
hey, does that say Loaf
Bird? That's his initials.
No, it says Loaf Bird.
Oh, me.
I think we should just put honey wheat on it and be done.
Oh, honey wheat. I don't know.
I'm taking the bread tie off when I get home.
Oh, me. Oh, yeah. Actually, I was looking at paint at Home Depot the other day, and I was needing some ceiling paint, and you know, of course, they have satin and flat and gloss, and then Richard. Oh, but
did you pick up a couple gallons of Richard?
It's the whitest white.
Next time you're there, go ahead and grab me a can.
Oh, but so anyway, and we could pick it up in our Ranger truck. Would you rock one of those?
I don't know, man. I looked online, and I looked at the building price, and it looks like the base one comes with 2.3 EcoTec turbo. I'd never want a four-door truck, just because I don't have a reason to own a truck.
You have a four-door car.
Well, I do have a reason to own a car, though.
Why do you have a reason to own a four-door car? Do you have kids you haven't told us about?
I don't, but I mean, maybe. My back seat's been sat in maybe 6 times.
Richard, you old sly dog, don't lie to us.
You know, I said sat in.
As in used for sitting.
I don't know, man. I started looking at one. Like, I like to build cars online for fun because I'm a giant nerd.
Richard, and I do that too.
Thank you.
I love doing that.
All right, good. All right, well, I'm not alone.
Oh, two of you do it. That's great.
I could build one. I could build one that I think would be a pretty cool, you know, daily beater.
You know why Josh can't do that, or Smitty can't? Let me rephrase that. Smitty can't do that.
It's a job where he actually has to work.
No.
That too.
Because he can't body drop it. What? Body drop is not an option?
What?
Where's the billets?
We're living in.
No, where's the billets at?
No switches. There's no room in there for switches.
Where's the billets? What are you saying? A fiberglass dash is not an option. This is preposterous. You telling me I can't have a billet steering wheel?
I'm telling you. Who cares about an airbag? Psh, psh. I got four of them.
That's the only airbags I need. Smitty's truck's got four airbags, not a damn one in the cab.
Not one will save you in a crash.
but they'll make you look good in a parking lot.
That's it.
Oh, man, I tell you what, we let that truck down. I still jump like a girl. Thing sounds like a 38 going off.
Stop, stop, stop. You're going to hurt it.
Oh, I tell you what, he drops that thing like a bad habit every time he stops it.
Try being inside it.
He pulls up to a red light and...
Hey, that's the funnest, dude. Like, my boy Aiden had to go with me to work a couple months back for job shadowing for school. And, you know, of course, Daddy had to drive the truck. So we ride home. And we're on White Horse Road right here. And, you know, it's backed up. 5:30 traffic. It's backed up. Me and Aiden... You know, I just look over there at him, and he's just, like, dog tired because he worked all day. And so I started hitting switches, you know, in traffic. Man, I bet you I had everybody and their mama blowing horns, smiling, throwing thumbs up, laughing, just checking it out. And I looked over there at Aiden, man, and that kid had the biggest smile on his face. Like, you could not wipe it off. That was a proud father moment.
Raising him right.
You know what? That's dad material right there.
That is the mark of a great father right there. And you know what? That boy is going to remember that for the rest of his life.
Yes, he will.
Exactly.
And that's why I married him, folks.
You just so sweet. Just a sweetie.
He's just precious.
Don't tell everybody.
Ain't much to look at, but he is so sweet.
You ever go, Smitty, you ever go pick him up at school in it?
I've dropped him off. You know, I work a normal job, so 2:30 ain't no cut off time for me.
Well, I didn't know you had a day off.
I've dropped him off at school, you know, multiple times, and I'll pull up and I'll be like, "Y'all want me to hit the switches?" They're like, "No, no, no," and I'm like, psh, psh, psh.
"Whatever." That's a trick question. I'm going to.
We used to take it to the football field a lot whenever the boys had practice, and that was fun.
That's
kind of
cool.
But see, what's crazy, you know, like I'll take my daughter or pick her up from school sometimes. You know, she goes to high school, and I'll come rolling up into the line, like, you know, in a Camaro or the 57 or, you know, whatever. And all these kids are just, like, Googling and gaga-ing, and then the principal is giving you thumbs up. And I'm like, you know, that's pretty cool. And my daughter, you know, she's into cars. Rob and everybody knows that. But, like, she loves it. Like she said, well, can I drive one when I get my driver's license to school? No.
Smitty rolls up, and the principal wants to write him a referral.
Yeah.
I'm not a student. I don't care.
Why don't you step into my office?
You got something illegal in there, boy?
I don't even go to school here. What are you?
He's suspended.
Why are you pressing me like this? And then, of course, if Richard was dropping his kids off in the Murata, then can you drop me off the next street over?
Can you guys give me a push?
Dad, can you be any more wider?
See if the cafeteria's got any more loaf bread.
Hey, son, I can't let the car idle, so I'm just going to roll in about 20.
Get out.
Tuck it. Tuck your head and roll. Just roll. All right, guys, we're rolling into a commercial break. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour head your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, as usual, we got Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What up?
Breezy was applying her chapstick.
No, I got gum stuck to my lip.
I'm trying to get it off. No comment. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour, financial analyst / numbers guru. I hate my job. Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, Gastonia, North Carolina?
That's right. Woot, woot. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Now, we've been talking about the not-so-many new mini trucks, the Rangers, the Colorados, the Comas, the Frontiers, and pretty much anything else we can make fun of tonight. So, you know, final thoughts on this. You know, we're wrapping this segment up. would you rock a Ranger? Smitty.
New Ranger, no.
Old Ranger.
You know, 03, yes.
Breezy.
That's the same exact answer for me.
See, I got a feeling this that y'all are like a package deal. So if one says it, the other one does it, you know? Like if he coughs, like you cover your mouth or whatever.
Yeah, we kind of do that.
That's crazy. Like some of these twins.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, well, she's got her own thoughts on vehicles.
Yeah, she does.
Hondas. Like
imports and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And fender lines.
You're not laying on the Hondas. And Rascal Flats.
Really?
Wow. Yes, I went there.
Okay, I've been called Jeff Jarrett and the Rascal Flats. All right, I've been insulted enough. Right off the bat.
I didn't know you got called Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, I did. I got called Jeff. I'm reaching my limit.
Okay, that happened, I got called
that happened today, didn't it?
1-0?
Jeff Jarrett? Didn't that happen today?
Well, no. Well, the producer just called me Jeff Jarrett, too.
Oh, didn't somebody on the Q&A?
Yeah, on my Q&A today on Instagram, somebody said Jeff Jarrett.
Dude, don't act like I'm not a fan. I do watch the Rabbits Thursday Q&A.
They're fun. The best question I got today on that, though, someone asked me, Rabbit, how do you flip a car? He said, with your legs or something? You bend over, lift with your legs and grasp firmly, I guess. I don't know. Never tried. I just sell them. So, I love it. I live for Q&A Thursday. I broke Instagram by 11 o'clock. I answered my maximum limit of questions.
God. Best question you ever got is, how do you get the professor to shout out your city?
I did. We did get that, and I tagged the professor in it. That's awesome. And also, then I get a bunch of complaints from people because they want to check their, what you call it, feed on Instagram, and it takes them 30 minutes because of me. So, the producer being the one who also called me Jeff Jarrett. Just saying, Carmen. And inside joke. So, anyway, Richard, you're not really the truck guy. Would you rock a Ranger?
I can't even talk right now. I played around on the website. I'm not going to run out and buy one by any means, but like, I hate crew cab trucks simply because I have no reason to own one. And I don't think they look aesthetically the way. I love y'all's trucks. Y'all's trucks are very nice.
No, you don't. Don't backpedal now. Tell us how you really feel.
What I mean is, I wouldn't have one because I don't have any reason to. I wouldn't mind a super cab Ranger.
Do you have a reason to drive a six duck? I mean, really, you drive a Cadillac. Yeah. Do you ride a funeral home on the side?
So my butt gets cold when I'm driving. And, you know, sometimes I want some heated things. But I did look at the Ford website, and I wouldn't mind like a black super cab. Mine would probably be pretty base. Like, it would be like the third vehicle kind of vehicle.
A third.
Yeah, like I would buy a truck.
A truck.
Except that wouldn't really be a Ranger.
What Richard's trying to say is he would have cranked windows and heated seats.
Yeah, yeah. If that's even
windows and heated seats.
Yeah, you know, the priorities.
He goes Cadillac, Marauder, Ranger.
Marauder.
Marauder or Marita Red.
Get it right, Kobe.
That's right. And then
don't get loaf bread and then, heated.
And then you got.
That's
and
toasted.
Then he'll have his Ranger sitting on the side.
That would be a good license plate. Toast.
I want to get a picture of Richard drunk. I said, old loaf bread got toasted last night. If you could just see, I hate world radio. This pose was epic just then. That put joy in my heart. I ain't gonna lie. It put joy in my heart. Kobe?
I would rock you on. I actually like the way they look.
I knew there was something wrong with that guy. First time I ever seen him, I knew there was something. And you know what it is? He likes Rangers.
Yes. No, that new Ranger does look really, really nice. I mean, you might as well just, it's the same thing as an F-150. You just squish it down a little bit. And it has all the options. It has everything. It is a nice looking little truck. I would definitely drive one.
Yeah, but an F-150 is cheaper.
If I'm hungry for a Big Mac, I'm not going to buy a McDouble.
Well, it ain't necessarily cheaper if you're getting a Platinum F-150 in a little Ranger for cheaper money.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, man. When you think little truck, you do not think, oh, well, it's got the USBs and the Wi-Fis and the
Wi-Fis.
Yeah, the heated seats and the cooled steering wheels and stuff. No, you think when you think
if you got a billet wheel, they're always cold.
Exactly.
Except in the summertime.
Except for in the summer. When you think small, compact truck, mini truck, you think I could throw a load of gravel in there and not worry about it. I could.
Do you think Ford's aiming to another demographic with these things?
Yes, I do.
Do you think they're aiming for like the
they're aiming for the city,
the HGTV watching? Like, are they gonna have an HGTV? Are they gonna have a Property Brothers edition Ranger?
But no, it'd probably be the Homes on Homes. But
Silverado has the Mossy Oak edition. Ford's gonna have the what's his name? Drew and Scott.
Drew and Scott.
Yeah.
The Drew and Scott edition. It'll have plaid seats in it.
But no, I do. I think
shiplap wood in the bed.
I really think Ford is doing. They're really smart on this, and I think it's going to be more, not necessarily like out in the country, but I'm saying more into the city, the big cities and stuff. These Rangers and stuff, beans are a little bit smaller, easier to park, blah blah blah, and then go to their local hardware store, get what little bit of stuff they're going to get, like their pillows and stuff like that.
Pillows.
But what I'm saying,
I need something to haul pillars in.
But you know
so
what
more
I'm
like the tailgating college,
yes, exactly,
football kind of crew.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And you can get them in and out of parking lots. And y'all know, like your Silverado, that big old Silverado, it ain't the easiest thing to park all the time in a tight parking spot. You can't say it is.
Why are you looking at me? Because I took two parking spots.
Exactly. Exactly. And a little mid-sized Ranger, you can.
Why you got to look at me like that?
Because you got a big Silverado.
I do. I do have a big Silverado.
And it's not the easiest thing to park.
You know, life isn't easy.
I was about to say, I'll park a little further away and do a little walking. I mean, I could use a little exercise.
I'd walk with pride, too.
Exactly.
When I slam the door on my Silverado. I don't want to be able to park my truck in compact parking.
No.
That's cute. No, and so, no, I wouldn't have a Ranger.
I would.
I don't think that would interest me in the least.
I would, because the only thing that I would ever need a truck for, Ranger would do it.
Or you could just borrow my Silverado.
Well, that's probably what I would actually do rather than purchase. So. Rather than go out and buy a truck.
You'd be like, can I borrow your Silverado?
Hey, Rob, do you want to drive the Murata this weekend?
like my grandpa once said, the best way to get friends is own a car, trailer, and a truck, and you got all the friends you ever need.
Oh, I agree 100%. I mean, I don't know. I'm not on the Ranger thing. I may change my mind. I mean, my mind has been changed before. And I'm still hoping that General Motors listens to these things.
Yeah.
And they bring the C4 Corvette back with no hatch. And that could be the new Colorado.
See, man, I thought I was going with the S10. Dude.
Call it the El Camino.
The El Cavette. I love it.
S10. Not like the Blazer.
You got to let it go. It's like your hairstyle, Josh. You got to let that go.
Easy.
You got to let that go. I tell you what else we got to let go is this week's show, guys. Man, we done burned through 2 hours again. I love it. Guys, I want to thank everybody for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.